Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. In just a few minutes each week, we talk about one building, one statue, one park bench that reveals to us something special about life in the city. This week, we're heading to a city with a great mix of architectural styles, Belgrade. Our tall story number three looks at the Cooperative Building, the city's most grand edifice when it was built at the start of the 20th century. It was established as the head office of the joint stock company Belgrade Cooperative and was the home to small-scale traders and clerks right up until the Second World War. It became the seat of several institutions over the years, but it's currently known to locals as the Geozavod, the Institute of Geophysics. But today, it's undergoing a complete reconstruction, and it now houses the headquarters of the Belgrade Waterfront Project, a massive program that hopes to transform the city. The building, then, is a symbol of where a glorious past meets the fresh future. Our guide for this tour story is Milutin Folic, who's Belgrade's city architect.
This building that we are standing now in front, it's the Belgrade Cooperative Building, which is the building that was erected here in 1905. And it was actually, at the time, the building that marked the move from the medieval, back-looking Belgrade, you know, to the future-looking city. This building was built as a cooperative building. It was actually the point of power for the whole Serbia, for the whole Balkans, the economic power. Something like today would be maybe Wall Street for the world. It was built by two famous Serbian architects. And it was, at the time, the building that had the newest technologies built in. For example, the first time concrete was used in Serbia was in this building. It was the first building that had the air conditioning system. There is a place at the roof, just below that, they were putting the ice in there. And from this ice, the whole building was actually being cooled. The whole thing could actually function even today. Architecturally speaking, it was built in the academism style with the influence of Art Nouveau. And at the time in Paris, there was a big exhibition and it was really influenced with that exhibition. And the building was actually built from the money of the biggest traders of the time. So the place when it stands, it's also very, very important because this place was the market square of the city. This square here that's in front of the building was the main trading point for the whole city and maybe for the whole Serbia. Just behind this building is Sava River, and this is the point where all the trading boats were actually coming to deliver goods and to get goods. From this point, the city of Belgrade blossomed and became what it is now. Okay, so as we go in, we see the richness of the that time nobility of the city of Belgrade and the traders that were actually financing this building. You can feel that this building was actually supposed at the time to not only serve as purpose, but also to be some kind of a show-off, to say, look, we are powerful, we have money, we have means to do whatever you need. We can provide you security, you know? And you feel this freedom inside, you know, freedom, and at the same time you feel whatever you do here, it's going to be something good, something safe. It really makes you want to invest here.
Located on the most important route linking Europe and Asia, Serbia is known as the crossroads of Europe.
Until 2 years ago, this building was completely forgotten. This building was in ruins, literally. 2 years ago, we started a huge project in Belgrade, which is called Belgrade Waterfront Project. And this is the project that is actually dealing with about 1 million square meters right next to the city center of the city of Belgrade. And this is the biggest project, for sure, in Southeast Europe, and I'm sure it's one of the biggest projects in Europe. And one of the first things we did is actually we gave this building to be a building to serve as a headquarter for this new development, and it symbolizes the new progress of the city. With this huge, big development, new in the city, we brought life back to this building. This building is again a sign that Belgrade is becoming the power in this part of Europe and hopefully in the world.
You You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our special thanks to Guy Delaunay for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye for now, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.